This is the Worldwide News Network.
I'm Ken Rhodes. Berlin's Pride Parade was called off after a car drove into a crowd in the city's Tiergarten Park close to the Brandenburg Gate. One person was killed. At least 15 people were wounded. Hundreds of thousands had gathered for the annual Christopher Street Day celebrations, one of the biggest Pride events in Europe, before the incident put a stop to the festivities. Police said emergency services were at the scene to treat the injured. Democrats in Maine have a Senate nominee. It is Troy Jackson.
I can't thank you anymore. I am so inspired by all of you. God bless you, and let's get to work winning this race.
Jackson will take on moderate Republican Senator Susan Collins. It is a contest seen as absolutely critical to Democrats' hopes of taking control of the Senate in 2027. The former state lawmaker and logger replaces Graham Plattner, who won the Democratic primary in June, but withdrew from the race earlier this month following an allegation of sexual assault. Democrats had to work fast on a brand new process to choose a nominee. Hundreds of delegates from all over the state gathered in Bangor, Maine to vote. Jackson's support was nearly unanimous. The Trump administration announced a change in the number of U.S. troop deaths in the conflict with Iran. That number was reduced from 18 to 14. The New York Times reports that on Thursday, those four deaths were removed from the Pentagon website that logs troop casualties, with those deaths seeming to include the three soldiers who were killed in Jordan and Iraq last weekend. Military officials told the Times that the deaths happened after President Trump declared a ceasefire in that action in April, but the Pentagon says the change is due to temporary data disruptions and would be fixed. Tragedy in western Colorado as a fourth firefighter has died from injuries suffered while battling a wildfire back on June 27th. During the burnover incident, three other members of the same U.S. Forest Service crew were killed. The U.S. Department of the Interior said 43-year-old Nathan Matthews of Lincoln, Nebraska, died today after being treated for severe burns during that June incident. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russia wants to bring in 30,000 North Korean troops to help fight Ukraine. Zelensky said North Korea was preparing to supply Russia with new launchers for ballistic missiles, adding, "This is a threat not only to Ukraine. Russia is helping North Korea learn how to wage war, improve its weapons, and gain real combat experience in using them. All of this poses a threat to every country in Asia that lies within range of North Korean missiles." This is the Worldwide News Network.